is Sports Beat Extra.
Ballygunner finally secured their second ever All-Ireland title. They bested Loughrea of Galway at Croke Park last Sunday to claim their first All-Ireland senior club hurling title since 2022. Her manager Jason Ryan has been the cherry on top of a dream debut season with the Gunners.
Just incredible. Incredible being back here. I was living in London and my best mate at the time was a fellow from Crossmolina, and we would have travelled over a few times for Crossmolina's All-Ireland finals, and looking at the two games and you wouldn't think it's, at the time it would be hard to believe to be back in here involved with a team winning All-Ireland. So yeah, very special. So, like, coming here as a spectator on St. Patrick's Day used to be such a special day. I know the season was too long, still very long, but brilliant being back here. The work that's been done by the previous management teams, whether it's Fergal Hardy or Dennis Walsh, and then the long stint by Darragh Sullivan and David Franks, they did really superb work. So a lot of the foundations are there, and so our management team, our job was just tweak things a little bit, or continue this a little bit and whatnot. But the players are incredibly driven, hungry group of players, and they take an awful lot of decisions upon themselves, and we would encourage them to be making decisions on the field to deal with different things that are thrown at them. And the further you go in competitions, like, the bigger the crowd are there today, I don't know if they heard any instructions from the sidelines, so having players with ability to make those decisions is invaluable.
A particular star performer on the day was goalkeeper Stephen O'Keefe, who particularly in the first half pulled off some amazing saves to keep Ballygunner in front. Ryan says those saves were key and explains how good of a player he is.
So much experience, and it's experience playing with the club, experience in Harty Cups, experience of Waterford underage teams, experience, he played so many years under, really good managers with Waterford, and there's been so many key games. Like, how do you get better at making decisions and big decisions in big games by playing in big games and making big decisions and being willing to take those risks, or and the more you do it, the less of a risk it is, because it just becomes something that your standards are very high. And so, like, his striking ability, like, his saves today were key, like, really important times in the game for us, and I would imagine was some way, while it gives us a boost when he saves it, it also hits the opposition. You think, oh, we had a chance there and we're after missing it. But, like, we'd like to think the same thing, that we had a few goal chances that we didn't take as well. But his influence is massive. But there's a lot of trust. The players trust him, and he trusts, like, the amount of games, like, that he has played with our midfield and half forward line in particular. Like, there's relationships there that they know where a guy's running every before he runs there. There's a little look, and all of a sudden ball is played, and that's where integrating the Conor Tobins and Mark Hartleys and Owen Cudahy's and Aaron O'Neill's and getting all of these fellas into the team is important, so that they can develop relationships then as well with the likes of Stephen.
The Gunners' Galway opponents put up a good fight on the day, and Loughrea manager Tommy Kelly was full of praise for the Waterford team.
Yeah, they're a fantastic team. They know when to get scores, and their defence is so strong. Their two wing forwards work back, they're huge engines in Hogan and Mikey Mahoney, that causes a lot of problems today. They're well oiled, they're well drilled, they're doing things, they have a lot of cups won, we're delighted with our two in Loughrea, like, at the moment. And
despite the success of that day, Ryan says the players are hungry for more.
I suppose it's all about today. Today was all the aim, but, like, what do you think about tomorrow? What do you talk about tomorrow? So, the players are really, really hungry. There's massive competition, and we wouldn't be here today without Owen Cuddy's performances in the Waterford Club Championship, or Owen O'Brien's performances in the Waterford Club Championship. And they're just two of the guys that didn't get game time today. Like, there's a tremendous, tremendous group of players. And yeah, there is good minors coming through, like the likes of Jack Power and Cormac Spain winning All-Irelands with a minor team. Like, they're really talented kids, but the team, the environment that they come into is very, very supportive.
The celebrations didn't stop there, though, as the Gunners were well received back in the parish. Beats Lily Kennedy chatted to some of the supporters at the team's homecoming.
Me and her are at the match. I don't know where she was.
Was it brilliant?
It was a brilliant win for Ballygunner.
Yeah, and are you excited for the celebrations tonight?
Yeah, really excited.
What was the buzz like up there?
Unbelievable, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, you could... loads of Ballygunner people there, yeah.
And how did it feel to get it over the line past Loughrea?
Unbelievable.
Yeah?
Best thing ever.
Yeah, it was unreal. Like, I don't know, Loughrea had a few chances in the first half, but they kept it out.
And kind of in the last 2 or 3 minutes, you could kind of settle yeah. and say, look, yeah. we kind of have it. You're kind of the few points ahead at that stage, yeah. and it was like, look, we can kind of relax now. Mm. But it was really all to play for the entire yeah. game. And yeah. yourself?
Oh, I just thought it was electric. Like, the first half, we were looking a bit shaky now in the back line, but then second half, Mikey Manny getting that goal, so we were looking comfortable. And then.
And what was the lead up like in school during the week?
We made our own version of Killa, and yeah, it was really exciting.
Yeah.
We made art, Ballygunner art, and then the winner got a pizza party.
No way. And did you get the pizza in the end?
No.
No, okay. But I'm sure your art was just as good anyway.
Very nice score, obviously.
Yeah. And who was your favourite player today?
It has to be Desi, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Desi, yeah.
I was nervous at first, but then I was really happy that we won
yeah.
that.
And how does it feel to bring it back now twice in a row?
Really good. I'm so glad they done it. And yeah. yeah.
I actually, my neighbour's little fella was telling the teacher the other day that Eleanor told him that when I was going to school, when the hurling season was in, the girls didn't learn nothing because all the boys were out training.
And come here, what did you think of the match today? How does it feel to bring it home twice in a row, to be the All-Ireland club?
I was so proud of
yeah,
them.
I know.
I was actually crying.
Yeah.
Do you know, I was actually crying. You know, yeah. I think it's just unbelievable. We're brilliant.
Yeah.
We're
yeah,
brilliant. The lads are brilliant.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
lads are brilliant.
It's such a proud community to be part of, and it's shown here
and
tonight.
Everyone. You know, like, I know we've got an awful lot of rivalry.
Yes.
You know, I'll tell you something. My mother was from the old village down the road, right? And she married a passage man.
Oh, God. Okay.
We'll
say no more.
We'll say no more.
Okay.
There's a lot to
well,
be said.
Well, Eleanor, come here.
But come here. It's just, I'm so proud of him.